You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds profiles Audio Pharmacy and their CD, You Forgot About Us. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush. Ross Cadee is the frontman of the band Audio Pharmacy, who in 2010 released the album You Forgot About Us. He was featured in the 2010 music issue of the National Museum of the American Indian magazine and is the founder of SNAG, Seventh Native American Generation, an organization that provides Native youth the opportunity to achieve balance and harmony, address historical and modern grievances, and explore and develop leadership skills through art and cultural expression. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ross Cadee regarding his band and SNAG, and you'll be hearing all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy with Remember Us.
Through the storm and the past been storming, I can hear the youth and the elders calling, looking for a way to reclaim what's stolen. When they see their leaders have greedy intention, out for themselves and their wealth they protecting, intimidate so there is no objection, terminate your own cultural existence. But I see the bright light off in the distance, spread through the land with the cultural resistance. It's too late, assimilate to the system, or lay your head down on the mountain and listen. What is it? Are you material? You ain't real life. You can't take it to your baby, you in real life. What it say? All your possessions ain't real life. It ain't real life. Push those obsessions away. All your material, you in real life. You can't take it to your baby, you in real life. What it say? All your possessions ain't real life. It ain't real life. Push those obsessions away. Make noise if you wanna, and don't you ever get back in the corner. Keep your hands clean from the dirt and the drama, and you stand free from the hurt and the karma. What is it? Make noise if you wanna, and don't you ever get back in the corner. Keep your hands clean from the dirt and the drama, and you stand free from the hurt and the karma. What is it? Whatever happened to my freedom of assembly? They target us and put us in the penitentiary. They shake a hand in public, always acting friendly, but then they turn their back and sell the people off a penny. That's how I feel to be deep in the belly, like no one's around me to hear me and help me. They only wanna live filthy and wealthy, no guidance to tell me how can I stay healthy. If I can't trust them, then who can I trust? If the battle's not done, you forgot about us, yeah. I cannot trust them, then who can I trust? If the battle's not done, you forgot about us, yeah. Make noise if you wanna, and don't you ever get back in the corner. Keep your hands clean from the dirt and the drama, and you stand free from the hurt and the karma. What is it? Make noise if you wanna, and don't you ever get back in the corner. Keep your hands clean from the dirt and the drama, and you stand free from the hurt and the karma.
From their CD, You Forgot About Us, that was Audio Pharmacy with Remember Us. Visit the band at their official website, www.audiopharmacy.com, and find out more about Snag, 7th Native American Generation, at www.snagmagazine.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Ross Kadee of Audio Pharmacy, and here's how the interview went.
Talk about the evolution of this project you have, Snag, the seventh Native American generation. What inspired its creation?
Well, yeah. First of all, my name is Ross Kadee. I'm a Makamoma Helicana, Kalanapo, Habida, and Kashaya. This is the tribal groups I belong to in Northern California Pomo. And I've been, working with youth for the last 10 years. Me and my partner Shadi Rahimi co-founded an organization called Seventh Native American Generation, otherwise known as SNAG. And we started this organization to learn how to better serve my community, also learn how to provide skills for youth. And so that's why I originally got into youth work. And with Snag, we eventually created a youth publication called Snag Magazine. And the publication kind of grew, and today we're on our seventh issue of the publication, and it's a full color magazine. We produce one per year, and we've kind of just it's kind of just grown out of this kind of organic thing. And we eventually established our own organization, and have been doing this for about a decade now. Creating youth media and teaching youth the arts and different forms of media, visual arts, as well as publication arts, magazine layout, production design, graphic design, all those kind of things, and also doing video projects and music production, radio production with the youth, so the youth kind of get this well-rounded base of skills that they can then create their own media with.
I see. And what inspired its creation? What got it? What made you think we're going to do this?
Well, partly it was looking around in different aspects of the media. We saw that there was a lack of a native voice in mainstream media. We saw that there was always this perpetuation of negative stereotypes of Native people being drunks, and or Native people, the typical Plains Indian, cowboys and Indians, or Indians living in tepees and riding horses and horse culture, and that was kind of like the mainstream, perspective on what it is to be Native in this country. And we saw that as a problem, and so we wanted to give youth a voice, a modern or contemporary voice, to talk about the issues in their diverse communities. People coming from reservations in the Southwest, people coming from indigenous communities in the East Coast, people coming from Northern California or California, all over the nation. We started receiving articles, and I think that was kind of the inspiration, was just letting Native youth speak for themselves and having this voice.
I see. And you're also the leader of the band Audio Pharmacy. And talk about how music began for you.
I have a long history of always being around the sound, and that's kind of it started, I guess, with my traditional upbringing, being Pomo, and being around ceremony, and always at different ceremonies. And my mother was pretty involved in our ceremonial practice, and I remember going with her to like prayer meetings for people that were sick, and hearing the songs. And that was kind of the first moment where I kind of connected with songs as being powerful, a tool for healing. So something that's just beyond just something you listen to or dance to. And I think that you know, that kind of carries over into my craft. You know, my father was also a musician too, so played piano and vibraphone, and so that kind of influenced, you know, me a lot in terms of, you know, my musical upbringing. You know, my dad was also, you know, kind of a music aficionado. You know, had a lot of jazz, blues, and, you know, soul music, and that was kind of influenced me as well. And, you know, I think when I first started playing with Audio Pharmacy about 7 years ago, 8 years ago now, and I was just doing vocals, and, you know, now I'm playing keys with the band. I've been playing keys with the band for the last few years. But I've always kind of gravitated towards, you know, instrumentation and, you know, playing my own instrumentation. And the last three or four albums, I've produced quite a few of the songs, and I'm self-produced as well.
I see. And being armed with this sort of musical background that you have, at what point did you decide, okay, I'm going to make music my vocation? At what point did that happen?
Well, you know, it kind of happened out of necessity, really. You know, I was going to school, you know, when I first entered a recording institute here in San Francisco. It was tough, you know, being a full-time student, and it's like you can't really work. Being like a full-time job, so it's like you get part-time gigs, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't really pay the bills, and so, you know, you kind of had to, like, hustle and get gigs, and, you know, to survive, and that eventually turned into, you know, more of a, kind of a necessity to always be performing and gigging to eat, really, and then from there, I eventually, you know, after a long time of struggling as an artist, you know, eventually, you know, nowadays we've been touring quite a bit and been able to kind of gain a wider audience. That common respect, people have kind of like seen us grow and seen our performance grow to a degree, you know, and you know, people have kind of just shown us love, and I think we've been really blessed to have the opportunity to perform internationally, you know, for like the last 6 years, and you know, see the world, you know, through the lens of music.
I see. And before the formation of Audio Pharmacy, you released some solo albums. How does the experience with Audio Pharmacy differ from your solo work?
Well, I mean, it doesn't stop. You know, the solo projects, I'm still doing solo projects. I'm finishing a new solo project this year. But you know, it's nice to have bandmates to kind of influence each other, and you know, some of our biggest inspirations are each other. You know, just to like be able to you know travel together and see the world together, but also be able to feed off of each other. And you know, people bring different elements to the table. You know, our bass player, Keep Your Joy, or Chris, he plays bass, but he also plays buckets. He plays buckets in the streets. Street performer, and so he brings that whole element into it, and we bring the buckets into the stage performance as well. And then Tio, the guitarist and DJ, he also, you know, he's also DJs. He'll jump on the bass during our sets. You know, like we try to just, you know, constantly grow and learn. You know, I'll jump on percussions. I'll jump on drums during the set sometimes. You know, also on keys and vocals, but we're constantly growing and inspiring each other. And I think that's, you know, that's something you can't really do as a solo artist. Is like, it's pretty hard to draw inspiration from self or you know, I mean, just from your own experiences. So it's really good to have like a family or a crew around that you can bounce ideas off of. And you know, we're never really, you know, going to do a solo project. It's, you know, my solo project has about 30 different artists that I've worked with us to creating things, you know, and from what I found in a lot of our work, it has like a really deep spiritual foundations. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, being raised and by you know, people that were singers, traditional singers and dancers, and knowing that there's something beyond just, you know, let's get together and have this kumbaya session and jam out. there's something a lot that's fun, that's great, but there's something a lot deeper that happens when you're in that meditative zone, and you're trying to create something that's not only healing you, but you're going to be providing that for the masses, and so that's it's kind of like this meditative process that happens, and like I'm going to be able to create something that I can start to heal myself, and then able to share that with the world. So that's kind of sometimes it starts with a with just some keys, like I'll play some keys on my roads here, and I record it. Sometimes it starts with a lyrical idea or a theme for a song, and then that evolves into a song. Or sometimes I'll get songs, tracks that were produced by Teal, our other producer, and he'll just send me a song, or we'll be in the studio and he'll play me a song, and I'll write to it right there. We'll record it. But a lot of the new album that I've been working on, this new project, which is kind of, I've been working a little bit differently. I've been producing the music first, and then I've been kind of recording the vocals just live. I haven't been writing anything down, and I've just been recording everything as it comes. And so that's kind of a new working style for me. It's been really kind of a new way for me to work.
And how soon can people expect to hear this new release, this forthcoming release?
Well, I'm supposed to be finished in the next few weeks, so it's coming soon. I'm getting pretty excited, as I finish it. The album's called Cloud Rider. Not rider as in like riding on a cloud, but writing, like as in writing, like an essay. And so, I feel like the project is kind of coming to its birth point.
I see. And what would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this forthcoming solo album? What would you like people to think on?
It's got a mixture of Liberia styles, I recorded one of the songs I recorded in Berlin, Germany. Some of the songs I recorded outside, I recorded a song outside during a community fire. With a bunch of folks. There's songs that are recorded here at my home in the studio. We have songs recorded at the farm studio. Just various songs. A lot of the songs were inspired by my travels and there's I think there's something on there for everyone. It's kind of a real spiritual experience and in terms of the content and in terms of the production. It's kind of my first go at a completely self-produced project. The previous self-produced projects have been collaborative works with either Tio or my cousin Cuts, who's also a producer. And there's been a history of kind of collaborating with different producers, and this is kind of the first project I'm completely doing on my own. There is some guest production from Tio and from Kanji 451 from Berlin on there as well. But even the guest production, there's instrumentation from me on there, and of course vocals. But it's an interesting project. I've been playing upright bass, play a lot of upright bass on this project. I'm playing drums on it, playing percussion, playing keys, a little bit of guitar, just pretty much a bit of everything, flutes, and as much of me as I can include this project. So this, I think there's something for a little bit of everyone, all walks of life.
Visit the band at their official website, www.audiopharmacy.com, and find out more about Snag, 7th Native American Generation, at www.snagmagazine.com. From their CD, You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy once again with Mama.
Be on it, she cannot be bothered. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature.
temperature. Call to the warriors. Bring on the troops, bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be home no more, we taking over. Yeah, mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be owned, she will not be bought. I said, yeah, mama, ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature, move for your culture. Move, we've been all given the same tools. Values, what you've been given to stay true. Don't lose, side of the struggle we all bruise. Now choose, don't let the institution control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be independent but think collective, no rules. Nobody rules you or your thoughts, and that's true. Mama Earth providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be owned and she will not be bought. I said, wanna offshore drill on her, make oil spill on her, put landfill on her, clear cut mill on her, bid while killing her, print dollar bill on her, make man willing to rape man, pillager, it's over. Enter the cops out on the block getting they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker, and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker, and owner of our spirit, mind, and body, our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her love and affection she will never lose. Mama Earth providing our life, we love you. Mama.
Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Audio Pharmacy and their release, You Forgot About Us. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with the band's lead singer and producer Ross Kadee, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Because you work so closely with Native youth, I've got to ask this question. What do you see on the horizon for American Indian music and entertainment, for that matter?
Well, I think you know, you have entertainment, and then you have entertainment with meaning and purpose, you know. And I think that there's a big difference between mainstream and what's put out in the mainstream and what's conceived and created by these big corporations who have ulterior motives and what they they want the people to listen to, or how they want the people to really be to what they're listening to. And so in terms of young people that are out there making music, I think it's important for them to think about why they're doing it, and how they view success as an artist, because it's always a constant internal struggle within yourself. Why do I do this? Why do I make art? Why am I a musician? And for me, I make music for myself first and foremost. What do I like? What do I want to hear? What kind of sounds am I not hearing? What kind of sounds do I want to include? What kind of things can I pull from that inspire me to make something different and new? And as opposed to coming at it from the set perspective of I need to make a hot single and put this out so that way the world will like me. And so I think, I want to inspire young people to think about, why be an artist? Why be a musician? Not just because it's fun and because it's cool, but, what is the deeper meaning behind that? And I think that that's, something that, I think should drive, the new generation of music makers and visionaries into our future. What is our future going to look like in terms of, music and arts and culture, and how we integrate our culture into music, how we integrate sustainability into our projects, how are we able to, to bring our community in and help our community grow from our projects. And so those are all things we have to think about as musicians and artists. And, one of the things that I try to do with our organization is we try to incorporate sustainability into all of our aspects of learning. And so we produce a magazine, and in turn that we sell that magazine for $5 an issue. And if you want to get a copy of it, you can go on to snagmagazine.com and look under subscriptions to support our organization. So part of our learning process, and part of our teaching process, teaching the youth how to create sustainable projects. And so that's one way that we can help sustain our organization. And with everything that we do, we want to include sustainability. As an artist, part of putting out music and putting out CDs is so that you can sustain yourself as an artist, and performing a lot is crucial. You know, you have to perform a lot to sustain yourself as an artist.
Since establishing Snag, what has been the biggest surprise for you?
Biggest surprise in terms of the organization, or
yeah, I mean, what has it accomplished that you didn't think it could, but did?
Well, I think Snag has been definitely a challenge. You know, I think the biggest challenge with starting your own organization or foundation or group or whatever it is, is long term strategy and sustainability of the organization, and how can we make it grow, and how can we bring new life and breathe new life into our projects. And so I think the biggest surprise I just want to be the biggest surprise, but it's just kind of like, how do we overcome these challenges? How do we get ongoing funding and support for our projects? Our projects are kind of specialized. We work with Native youth, and we're teaching them media, and so it's really like this really really tight niche, that we're kind of peg-holed into. And in terms of funding, it's not as sexy a lot of times for funders to fund like such a kind of peg-holed project. And so, it's difficult to find funding. It's difficult to get ongoing funding. And over the years, we've only been funded for about 4 years as an organization. And just meeting those challenges, being able to do a lot with minimal resources. And I think that when people see you as a community or as a community member, bringing resources to the table and being able to contribute, and do huge projects off limited resources, that's what kind of makes you stand out, and that's what kind of makes you like when people look at your organization and look at your work you've been doing and say, oh wow, these guys have done these amazing projects. We put over 7 magazines out, with very little amount of funding. We've done an international delegation to Palestine with about 12 indigenous youth from the Bay Area and from Kansas and the East Coast. We took 12 youth to Palestine in August of 2009. We just purchased a 20-passenger bus that we're converting to run on vegetable oil. And eventually we're going to have a mobile juice bar on there, and media library and seed library on there. And so, we have these kind of amazing projects happening around us that we've been kind of manifesting over the years. And, eventually we'd like to build a sustainable cultural and media arts center here in the city. And, those are some of the ideas that we have, for the future. And so I think it's just, how do we create our visions, how do we make our dreams into reality? And, it's not all going to come from grant funding, A lot of it's going to come from the people. A lot of it's going to come from the people uprising, like we're seeing in Libya and Egypt and Jordan, in Wisconsin, like we're seeing all around. The people are stepping forward to kind of meet the needs of their communities. We don't want militarized regimes in our communities. We want equal access to clean water and food. And those are just what we're going to need to do as a community is come together and demand those things.
Visit the band at their official website, www.audiopharmacy.com, and find out more about Snag, 7th Native American Generation, at www.snagmagazine.com. From their latest CD, You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy once more with Arisen.
Do what what you're feeling, your heart, the earth rumbling. You gotta do what you want, we need humbling. Who are you trying to please when out hustling? The streets are crumbling, the change is coming in. Food is affected with the pestilence genetically. Youth are affected like direction and the energy to focus on a remedy. The military steadily recruiting and uprooting our community. We soon to see who will survive in the struggle and have the discipline. Whether you a warrior, a surgeon, or a dissident, don't be a victim to the politics and system. Now the earth has spoken, but we still ain't listening. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah. They do for some because they stone cold hustling, embezzlement, enough to pay the whole nation's deficit. Ever since slaves were on the auction blocks on Wall Street, the poor's been coming to you all, got you all asleep. Been raising capital, you've been stacking actual gold, but can't hold all the spirits back you stole from. Your income decreasing every day because you've been slumped. Hold on to your tenants and your minutes going quickly. Your history full of bloodshed, greed, and ignorance for victims of your wickedness. And we've been fighting ever since you came to this continent, talking your politics but walking another way. Your words ain't worth a cent. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah. Who can you turn to when everyone's against you? You're running, the ground is rumbling, the spirits are coming, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Ross Cadee of Audio Pharmacy. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.